know what? It was great. I mean, to be come in after a game like that and have a win, it's awesome. You know, and we appreciate that part of it. Starting off with our first group, I didn't think, you know, we talked about starting fast, and we didn't start fast. Come out with a fumble like we had, you know, got punched in the mouth. And this is a very good team, and we knew that. They were strong up front on both sides of the ball. And to have that fumble, you know, felt like we were starting to get in a rhythm a little bit. Just, you know, the turnovers are a big part of the game. Then defensively, I thought we came out. We brought some pressure. They made a check to our pressure. And they, you know, had the jailbreak screen for a touchdown. You know, we got to be able to make those plays in the open field. And then, you know, I know we had some three and outs, I think, offensively. Just didn't get our rhythm. Then finally we started to go. We had that 15-play drive. And then foolish penalties creeped in again. I'll take the responsibility for Hayes Pollard checking in. You know, we talked about it, but I need to remind him again. So put that one on me. That's a, you know, something we can control, and it's a foolish penalty, and it's unacceptable. And I'll take responsibility for that one. But, you know, just some things, game mechanics. You know, I know with Brandon Linder with the snap, raising the ball up, that's a point of emphasis. We got called twice on that. So these things we got to clean up. I did appreciate in the second half we came out, although we gave up a big play. I think the defense gave up four explosive plays after the first drive, or two explosive plays in the first half, and then two in that one drive at the start of the second half. So, we didn't come out like we wanted to, but give credit to this team, the resiliency and the grit that they had. They fought back, made some plays, two-point plays, and, you know, really caught on. So that was great to see from the second and the third groups.
What went into the decision not to bring guys back out for the third quarter?
Well, we talked about trying to get between 30 and 35 plays. That's what we had. To have them come out in the second half, if we were at 23, 24 plays, they'd have came out. But we felt like that was the play count that we wanted, and so we just stuck to it.
Would you make a feature from what you could see?
It was hard, you know, without being able to, you know, there's other things, so I didn't get a chance to really evaluate it. I'll be able, you know, we'll give you a better evaluation after we watch it.
Do you think you need to see more out of him and Joko Thursday night?
I don't know. You know, let's take a look at film and see where they're at. I think Beecham had 23 plays. 23 plays. We thought between 15 and 23.
How disappointing was the start, Gus? I mean,
what's that?
The start, how disappointing was it after the first couple of
years? Well, it was. You know what? But offensively, you know, we've had some good drives now in the preseason. So I think that we'll take a lot from this. You know, we got punched in the mouth and we came out and all of a sudden, you know, we'll score, we'll drive. We have in the first two preseason games, and it didn't go quite as planned. And we talked about, hey, there's going to be adversity now somewhere offense. You know, we haven't had as much as maybe we needed. But so to have that in the third preseason game was good for our team to experience, especially against a good team like that. So we'll learn from this. This experience that we went through, we got great aspirations, and this will only help us.
Defensively, it looked like the middle of the field was exposed early on. Any concerns?
Well, I thought our tackling was sloppy. I didn't think we got, you know, we didn't wrap up, shoulder tackle. You know, we need to work on that. That was a big area I thought that we need to improve on.
Starting in Ngakoue over Fowler, what was sort of thinking?
Well, when we look back at it in the self-scout, Yannick had 8 reps in base in the first two preseason games. So we just felt like we need to get him more reps in base. And just to see, you know, we felt in practice he was doing a pretty good job versus the run, but we just needed to see more reps of him in base personnel.
Did Dante respond to some of the challenges you gave him over the last week or so?
Yeah, he did. He responded really well. I think, you know, the big thing with Dante was just his conditioning. You know, he was going 2 reps a period or, you know, a set, and we just felt like, you know, he needed some extra conditioning to play at the tempo we wanted to and the level we wanted to, and he did a great job handling it. We got him in there in some green, and we said if it was some long series that he would go in there, but we really need to see Yannick in that situation.
Gus, from a coaching standpoint, you won't play the starters on Thursday, right? Is that right?
We'll evaluate it, but the plan is to try to hold as many out as we can.
So basically, you've got about 2 weeks now where this is the last experience. From a coaching standpoint, it's almost ideal because you could say, here are the mistakes. Here's where we were good. Here's where we weren't.
Right. And that's what I think, you know, for us, these experiences we go through, for us to kind of, you know, the offense especially, to kind of get punched in the mouth, we've got their attention for the next 10 days. You know, we definitely got their attention now about, hey, how important everything counts. You know, and Blake said it too. Come on, Gus, one more series. I said, what a great lesson for you to say. Every series is so important because you don't know when it's your last one, you know, how many you have left. So you really got to take advantage of it. And so, there'll be a bunch of lessons, and we definitely got their attention.
What'd you make of Pollard's interception?
He did a great job. His drop and how he read the quarterback and how he read the passes and the formation and the routes. I mean, he put it all together. It was a great play. It was a great play by him.
Miles Jack tonight, a lot of plays for him, plus, you know, getting an opportunity to play early on in middle.
Yeah, it was. With Miles, just similar to Yannick, we need to see him with the ones. Ash got some reps with the ones. We wanted to see him with the ones and see if he could carry it over. So to run the whole defense out there in base and in nickel, the experience that Miles had tonight, invaluable. We could look at Miles. You know, Miles is a guy is very talented, and we put a lot on him at Mike. And it could be a situation where he's got to be ready to play multiple positions. So having this as a foundation for him, I think, will help us maybe get him reps at some other positions too.
Preseason, in some ways, you know, like you said, you've had some highs and you had some lows, and today, you know, more lows than not. Is it kind of like the same thing as a regular season where you're going to have those peaks and valleys?
Well, you're right. There'll be speed bumps. There is no doubt. There'll be speed bumps. And, to me, it's a challenge to this team. And now let's see how we respond. If it's anything like we respond in the second half, where we came out and we're down, 21-3 and came back and ended up winning the game, well, this team has that makeup. They're a very resilient team. And, so now we got to call on those character traits to come through for us in the next 10 days or so.
Chad is kind of like that quarterback where he just didn't look good last week, and then he looked
very confident.
Right. You know, we did it. I didn't think the second day of the joint practice against Tampa we looked very good. You know, and then we came back against Tampa, the first team offense, and looked pretty good. So the ability to recover from a setback, our ability to recover from maybe not a good performance, you know, we'll bounce back.